Grand rising, great afternoon, good evening, and sweet night, lovelies. Welcome back to Monday mini series Monday. Clap, 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 clap. I got my own sounds, okay? Look, we are back for Mini Series Monday, dear K. And I got a bonus one for y'all today. Ooh, and is she juicy? I'm just letting you know right now. This here, as y'all know, if you've been listening to all the Dear K's, if you haven't, go ahead, go back. You want to listen to all of them. No, they are not in order, but this is a series of me reading the letters that I wrote to a woman I was talking to while she was locked up. Okay? And so while she was behind bars, I was still sticking to my routine of talking to her every day, but of course we wasn't talking like we usually do because I cannot call her, she can only call me, so it was kind of irregular. I had to do something to, you know, deal with the situation, and this was a way for me to basically speak my mind freely. If you ever been in that situation, you already know you cannot speak your mind that much over those phones. And in this juicy bonus one, you gonna hear for real, how I felt at that moment, y'all. I ain't gonna lie, rereading these, I be like, dang, girl, you was feeling like that. Okay, y'all, let's get into it. All right, lovelies. So this was originally written or typed on May 18, 2019. All right, let's jump into it. So I started off, I said, so just a thought, LOL, because I was watching a YouTube video about this couple planning to have a baby, and it got me thinking, because I've been pondering on when I marry, and it's to a woman, if we decide I carry, then how will she have a biological connection to their baby? I would want the baby to somehow bond it to her as well, so she don't feel left out, you know? So, they mentioned in the video that they thought about carrying each other's eggs. For other reasons from mine, I'm like, yo, that's a great idea. I can carry her egg. We still need male sperm, but yay! There's two ideas so far for connecting her with the baby. Either a male from her side, only if she's comfortable with it, donates his sperm, or I carry her egg. Pretty sure there's other options, but I want to avoid all that fake shit. Most new scientific studies, you know, as best as possible. All right, lovely. So I'm gonna jump into this second one. It was written also on May 18, 2019, but this one was actually written later on in the day. This was at the end of the night. So this is basically me go over my day and venting. All right, So let's get into it. I said, I love you. This kind of communication is for the fucking birds, though. Yo, all this secret shit, like, you can't tell me what the fuck is going on. You can't say much over the stupid ass recorded phones. You asking for hella money. Like, what the fuck? How much does that fool cost? Are they making you pay for something else? Are we putting money on other people's stuff for some underhand shit or what? Like, what? Like I said, I don't like it at all. Especially the fact that I feel like we went backwards with you telling me you gonna call me back and don't. Like, for real, I can't even get excited over expecting for you to call because you may not call back. Like, what the fuck? We just got into a good routine. We just got over this shit. And now we back in the fucking cycle. I don't fucking like it. No lie. I'm feeling neglected and lonely. I'm not, but that's how I feel. I need a hug. I need affection. I deserve affection. I deserve love. In the most respectful, honest, romantic, magical, peaceful, caring, bestest ways. I deserve it. I want it, and I deserve it. It's weird sometimes the way I miss you. Because we haven't actually been on a date, nor have we actually hung out together outside of the hotel, besides that one day we roll around in my car. Nor have we discussed all this shit face to face. Heck, we're not even in an official relationship. But with all this shit we haven't done yet, somehow, some way, I still miss you. It's starting to irk me. Because I want to tell you every time we talk, but the last couple times I said it, I ended up regretting saying any damn thing. Because you don't say it back. Or you change the subject like, fuck you too, whatever. So I'm not saying shit no more. You're not gonna keep going back and forth with me. That's why for the past 2 weeks, I let you say I love you first. I'm not putting my heart no more out there than it already is. Okay, lovely. So that was two. Yeah, I didn't know that second one was like bigger. The first one, I'm not gonna lie, yeah, I forgot that I wrote that first one. Talking about a baby. Yo, I do remember us having some convos about us, having kids of our own, and she always was talking about having a baby, like me being a mother. I forgot I wrote that. Remembering my mindset at that time, like really tapping into who I was at that time in 2019, definitely takes me back to like, dang. In May 2019, I was pretty much wrapped around her finger. I laugh now because it's far from my mind to do that with her. It's amazing how the seasons and the transformations have happened. I do still have the feeling and the energy of being a mother, but I've raised so many children throughout my life that I haven't birthed. I'm thankful for that type of motherhood. I've been able to nurture and be a mother to some that didn't have a mother at those times. So I appreciate the fact that I did write that at that time because it's reminding me again that even though I haven't birthed, a child yet. I'm able to, again, be a mother to those who may not have had, or their mother wasn't in their life as they would have liked. So for the second one, y'all be feeling the frustration. When I read these, I do my best to like sound as I would have been, you know, saying this to her. So as I'm reading, it may sound like I'm back in the emotion, but it's literally me just getting into character as I'm reading this, because I don't have any connection necessarily to those emotions anymore, but it puts me in a mirror, face to face again of like, that you know, you did all of this for a person that y'all did not, as far as like memories, our memories are mostly on the phone. We were not living in the same state. This person had a job that had her traveling. So she basically was, you know, traveling, and I was in one state, but her home state was well far away from where I was at that time. Y'all, it brings everything back into perspective of like, that was me writing, like being real with myself, like, girl, you feeling all these feelings for somebody y'all haven't even sat down and, you know, face to face and had this conversation. And then to go into depth and be like, not only have y'all not had a date, but girl, the only time that y'all shared face to face moments was in the hotel, in the car. And like, y'all went to the store together one time, and that was because she was sick. So yeah, we had beautiful moments. And we shared some interesting experiences together. But yeah, majority of the friendship and the situationship and us talking, quote unquote talking, was on the phone. So yeah, if you put that in perspective of, again, why the communication of me writing all of these things out was just because that communication was limited at that time. But my past LaWanda, I am so appreciative of past me, because future me, now me, is reading back on it like, dang. Yeah. And then too, it also shows, I like how I affirmed myself. Like, I deserve. Like, yeah, this is a feeling momentarily, but I like how I brought it back to, you deserve love, you deserve affection, you deserve respect, you deserve all the magical things that happen in a healthy relationship. You deserve the bestest. You deserve the care, the love, the affection, the peace. Like, you deserve all of that. You deserve communication. And that's, I didn't say all that, the communication, but I do. I was saying all of that, and I like the fact that I did bring it back to basically affirming myself. I'm all about affirmations and affirming. We are yourself, you. You are the main character in your own life. You are the main character in your world. And when you speak anything out of your mouth, you're the first person to hear. Okay, so all throughout the day, your voice is the main voice that you hear. Your voice is the main voice in your movie. What is their character? What is that main character saying? You know, especially to yourself and also to others, but mostly, mainly, what are you saying to yourself? What are you saying about yourself? And so I like the fact that even though I was expressing all of this in the second one, and I was venting about the day, but I like how I took a moment to affirm to myself, like, yeah, you may be feeling this at this moment, but let's bring it on back and remember you deserve way better and more than what you're getting, honey. So that's it for this episode. I like to, end the mini series Mondays with what I've learned. Even though these are from the past, it's good to reflect on the past, not dwell in it, but take time to reflect back, like, oh, I learned these lessons. I'm thankful for them. I don't regret anything. At least that's how I view it. I don't regret anything. I'm thankful for every lesson, every experience. Thank you for listening.